I'd spent the latter part of my 20s with people like Jessica's family, and I had to dry out. And when I came back, I came back to an empty house. Right, the family was gone, and I sometimes say the only thing that worked in my house that day was the mail slot. And I know that because the bill still came through there. And I found myself in the company of other people who, for their own reasons, had blown up their lives and were putting them back together. And I'm pretty good behind a stove. And I could, even though I didn't have a whole lot of money, I could turn a couple pounds of pasta and a couple cans of clams into dinner for eight. And so I became the prettiest girl at the dance. A lot of people like to hang out at my empty house. And so I ended up with a roommate. And I sweet guy, goofy. And he had one job in the kitchen. And his job in the kitchen was to pick the cardamom pods out of the biryani. Too closer? Nobody ever tells me to talk louder. Pick the cardamom pods out of the biryani. And if you're not competent at that, then everybody else at the table is going to bite into something that's going to change the rest of their evening. And I mean, after, you know, he failed at that miserably. And so why I trusted him with another job, that's on me. But there's another member of our crowd who first caught my attention because she drove around in a car with an Ivy League alumna sticker in the back window and a sticker on the bumper that said, "It's happening in Hamden." And that was a disconnect for me. I moved here in the 80s and the Ivy League wasn't happening in Hamden. But like I said, she caught my eye. And so after his abject failure at cardamom, I should not have told him, "Listen, if at any point my words cause you to believe that I am transitioning from being pals with this lady to anything more, I want you to just punch me in the face." And he failed to do that. And he got distracted by some shiny object, and it was, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, we didn't have a lot of heat, and so we were, this person and I were snuggled up on the couch, you know, under a blanket watching something, and he went to take a phone call, and the next thing you know, we're rubbing feet, and I looked at this person, and I said, I wanted some affirmation that this was really happening. That I'm not just doing this, right? I'm not imagining this. This is something we're doing, right? And we came to a group conscience and agreed that this is something we were doing. And that was 20 years ago in October. Today's I'm having a birthday today. It's one of those ends in a zero birthdays, and so. I did it all by myself, and I sent a text message to the love of my life, and I said, you know, I've for the last period my just the trajectory, everything's going great, everything's really good, nothing to complain about, and I said to her that you know that you and us are a big part of why I made that assessment, so I'm. While I'm not grateful that Greg failed at cardamom, I'm profoundly grateful that he turned his back long enough for me to acknowledge the reality in front of me.